power play goal they scored, it was basically a broken play and from a neutral zone rush where one of the guys got in behind us and our defenseman stepped up and we didn't do a good job. But no, they had four power plays and went 1-for-4, and I thought our guys did a real nice job all weekend of defending the power play. Unfortunately, we just got messed up on the one.
Northern Michigan gets a lot of their scoring from their defensemen, 36% of it, Coach. This person says, without giving away any strategy, will you adjust that your forwards make sure that they take away their demons offensive chances?
Well, let's just say there'll be a little bit more shot blocking execution going on in practice today, and part of that too is their power play. I think Baker has a few on the power play, and Brock Maschmeyer can jump up in the play and he can play a little bit of forward, so they've got some talented guys on the back end that know how to get the puck to the net. So we'll be paying some extra attention to them.
What are some of Mel Pearson's favorite college arenas that have an electric atmosphere on Friday or Saturday night?
Wow, I'm an old guy. I don't know if that means from my playing days or from my coaching days, but obviously Yost Ice Arena is one of the best. I mean, it's a pure, when I was there, college environment. There was no pumped-in music and all that. It was just the band and the fans, and they're right on top of you, and the low ceiling. So, obviously, I like playing in the old Mariucci Arena, not the new one.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it was Williams Arena back then, they called it, so... Yeah. The one end was sort of funny. I mean, you didn't,
I had never been in that
angled,
building. Yeah.
Angled right about the net. It had an angled ceiling. It was a little weird, but really enjoyed that rink and playing in that rink and coaching there. So I thought it was a unique setting. So those are a couple that really stick out, to me.
And when the McGinnis is rocking, it's just unbelievable atmosphere.
Well, obviously, and it's interesting. Everywhere you go, these teams. One of their favorite road trips is Michigan Tech and Houghton. And even Wisconsin people said, you have them back on the schedule. This Wisconsin people telling me, we love coming up there. It's a great place. And, the fans and the building and whatnot. And yes, Wisconsin is coming back. And I can't remember what year. It's not next year. It's a couple of years out. So just because of some scheduling issues. But anyway, Duluth, a lot of people when they were over, it's one of their favorite trips. Minnesota, Don Lucia, comments how he enjoys coming up. So even the Michigan guys really enjoyed their trip when I saw them at the GLI and asked, could we have done anything better? Any concerns having coming up? And said, no, none at all. So we're going to try and get some of those teams back.
Next question, Coach. This person was personally very impressed with the number of Tech fans at Wisconsin. How does that help your team play when they have a strong fan contingent on the road?
Well, it really helps. And, our players notice that. They really do. And, anytime you can get, I thought our fans did a great job in Madison, too. I thought at times they were louder and out-cheered the Wisconsin fans. So good for them. But, it really adds a lot and shows the interest and the pride in our program and encourages our players to even play harder.
This person says, how many of the 47 shots on Saturday were grade A? Seems a lot of shots were from the outside with no traffic in front. I didn't see that. I thought they were...
Well, early in the game. No, that's a good comment. Early in the game, we did. I thought the first period and a half, for sure, we didn't get to that as well as we could have. Wisconsin did a good job of boxing out and, really limiting us to getting to the net. Even when we got there, you could count the number of times. It's amazing how many times we got cross-checked in the back or laid out on the ice in front of the net. They just let that go this weekend. And having said that, as the game wore on, we got better. We had isolated scoring chances, I thought, the first two periods. But we did have some golden grade A chances. And then as the game wore on, it got better and better.
What are rival coach Walt Kyle's strengths as a coach?
Well, it gets his teams to play hard. I think that's the biggest thing. He's been a pillar of consistency. I mean, year out and year out, I think he's had really good programs, solid teams. And they just play so hard. I mean, he gets them to play hard, and they play physical. And obviously they do a good job of playing at home at the very, that Olympic size sheet. So they do a good job recruiting. They recruit to the style he wants to play, and then they play that style.
Thanks for the questions. Again, our email address, dj@themix93.com. And I wanted to ask you about Mike Neville, Coach. And is he 100% right now? It looks like he is.
Well, he is. But, I don't think he's in great game shape. Mm-hmm. He just missed so much time. And, if you've missed... basically it's almost 25 practices in the last month. It's hard to be in great game shape. So we got to continue to work with him. I thought as the game wore on Saturday, got better. He had a great scoring opportunity there. Walked in sort of on a semi-breakaway, went to his backhand, and Rumpel made a heck of a save. There's one earlier in the game where he missed a little bit of a two-on-one, and he just wasn't ready for the puck. It came through. If he would have been ready, had a stick on down on the ice, he would have walked in on a breakaway. But I think that was part of the game pace and speed and conditioning and awareness. And, he's only played three of our last six games, basically. So we got to get him more involved. We got to get him in shape and get him playing at the tempo and the level that he can. And I know he'll be ready this weekend.
Trying to get into the mindset of coaches, Coach. Were you at all surprised that Coach Eve came right back with Rumpel on Saturday?
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, no way. He's played him most of the year. He won the Big Ten Championship right with that player. I mean, I think he's third all-time in their shutout list. I mean, you go down – if you go to the record the record books and read about Joe Rumpel, he's probably in most categories. So he's a good goaltender. He's a
probably the only team he struggled so much against, because we've really kind of had his number the last few years.
Well, especially on Friday night. Yeah. So
well, we had two overtime wins against him too.
Yeah, we did
your first year.
No, we did. So yeah. I mean, that's our first loss since I've been a coach here to Wisconsin. Right. And like I said, in the days past, maybe a split used to be, you'd be happy with a split on the road, and usually you are. You split on the road and move on and take care of your home games. If you can do that, you're going to have a real solid season. But having said that, anytime you win the Friday game, and anytime you play as well as you do, you want that sweep, and we're 9-0 on the road going into that game. I mean, I don't know if we can ask any more of a team to do that. I mean, you look around college hockey, and it's tough. So a lot of credit to our players. Tough loss. A lot of positives. I went through all those positives at the start. You know, goaltending, defense, penalty killing, power play, faceoffs, you name it, block shots, depth. We got a lot of good things going on. And we just have to, understand that we're going to have some nights where things don't go well offensively, and we got to make sure we limit our opposition.
Alex Patan, his brother Nick Patan, tearing it up at the World Juniors. Coach, to somebody, I told you I got a million questions of these yesterday, asking me if we were going to have Nick Patan playing at Michigan Tech. This person is asking. I'll let you answer it.
No, Nick and Alex are brothers. Obviously, we were recruiting Alex, and Nick was younger, but he was drafted in the Western Hockey League, so Alex hadn't set foot on campus, and we sort of tried to recruit them both, but at that time, Nick decided to go play in the Western Hockey League, major junior, and once you do that, you're ineligible for college, but he had to make that decision at 15 years old, basically, so once we got Al here, I think Alex really enjoyed it, but at that time it was too late to try to get Nick on board. He had already gone to the dark side, as I call it. No, the other side. He went the other way, and unfortunately, we couldn't get him. But Nick's having obviously a real good World Junior tournament, high draft pick by the Winnipeg Jets, and Alex is a good hockey player too. I mean, him and Nick are both pretty good. Would have been nice to have them both here, but at least we got Alex.
Your thoughts about the gold medal game, Canada and Russia?
Well, I was born in Vancouver. I mean, it's going to kill them.
I
shouldn't say that. Yeah. No, I think Canada is going to win the gold medal. I mean, they've got depth. They're playing at home. It's like having a home game, like 18,000 mm-hmm. people at home. If it's in Russia, maybe it's a different story, but they're on Canadian soil. They've got a good team, good depth, good goaltending. One of the goaltenders for Canada, Eric Comrie, I recruited his brother, Mike Comrie, mm-hmm. and had Mike for a while. So I'm still familiar with a lot of the Canadian guys, so we'll be rooting for them tonight.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for all your questions.
No wood, Dirk? No wood?
No wood yet.
No wood. Okay. No. Well, they can always email me or email you, and I got to find some somewhere else. I'll be out in the wood chopping some down.
Reminder to everybody that the ticket packages for Michigan Tech's home games remaining, 10 home games remaining, you get them for $120. That is a $50 savings from normal adult reserve seats, plus youth tickets are just $5 for the rest of the season at Michigan Tech Hockey. And game
you
Saturday
get to see
night.
Some great games, too. Great, yeah. Northern, get to see Bowling Green. I mean, you go down the list, Winter Carnival. It's a great, great deal for any fans who want to come and watch some hockey.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Have a great week of practice. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Dirk.
Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Again, it'll be replayed for you, and you can always get it online at MichiganTechHuskies.com.
Broadcasting. JFM Hancock. I'm Noggin Herman, Copper Harbor. This is Mix 93, WKMJ.